That's about the only kind I know of they have in these stores.
I see.
Crabs, they have crabs sometimes.
You like seafood?
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. How do you eat your oysters?
I can eat them either way, raw or fried.
Right, okay. These animals that make this croaking noise around water.
Frogs?
What do you call the big one with the...
Bullfrogs.
Do you have any other kind?
Yeah, I have what's called the old toad frog. Stays on the land all the time.
Yes, sir. Do you have these little tiny ones? Not much bigger than that?
Yeah, they have some of them, but they generally call them spring frogs.
Spring frogs, I see. Okay. What about the animal that's got a tough shell and he can pull his head back in?
Turtle. Mm-hmm. Or a gopher.
Now, what kind is that?
Well, the gopher's great big. He stays out on land and digs a slanting hole down in the earth.
I see.
Call that a gopher hole.
Right.
And that's where he stays.
Right. And the one that's in water, you just call him a turtle?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a little thing that you can find in freshwater streams? It looks kind of like a little old lobster. And it'll swim away from you backwards.
Oh, crawfish.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have lots of them.
Do people use them for anything?
They use them to fish for bass with in the spring. Mm-hmm. They don't eat them here like they do in Louisiana.
Right. Right. Well, what about an insect that some of them are black and some of them are green, and you see them hopping in your front yard?
Grasshoppers.
Sure. You ever heard anybody kind of turn that around and call it a hopper grass?
Yeah. Old nigger here, that's what he says all the time, hopper grass.
Oh, I meant to ask you when we were talking about woodpecker, do they ever turn that around? Say pecker wood?
Yeah, I've heard that expressed.
Who would be likely to say that, you reckon? A white man or a colored man?
Well, generally a colored man says it.
He'd say?
Pecker wood.
Pecker wood. Okay. You know, sometimes when you're cleaning out your house, these things will gather in the corner of your ceiling.
Yeah.
And you'll have to brush them out.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Cobwebs or spider webs.
That's the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And these things, the part of the tree that grows underneath the ground, you just call that the...
Roots.
Right. Have you ever heard of people around here using tree roots or any kind of herbs for old-fashioned medicines?
Oh yeah, a lot of people used to do that. They used to make a tea out of what they call a sassafras roots. Mm-hmm. It was good. And they said it was good for you, I don't know.
I see. Have you ever heard of anything called mullein? Mullein tea?
No, I don't believe we ever did.
Okay. Talking about things that grow, what different kind of trees do you have growing around here?
Oh Lord, I don't know. There's a lot of different kind of trees. Pine trees, oak trees, cherry trees, maple trees, gum trees.
Got any sycamore?
Yeah, sycamore, cottonwood. Cedar trees.
What about the kind that has the bright green shiny leaves and the white flowers all through it?
I don't really know that tree.
Magnolia?
Oh yeah, magnolia, yeah.
They grow around here?
Oh yeah, lots of them around here.
I see. What about, have you ever heard of a bush around here called a sumac or shumac?
Shumac, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that good for anything?
No, sir.
It's just something that grows.
That's right.
What about this stuff that if you get in it, it'll make your arms break out and itch?
Ivy.